Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you're flush and sometimes you're bust. And when you're up, it's never as good as it seems. And when you're down, you never think you're going to be up again. But life goes on. Remember that. Money isn't real, George. Doesn't matter. It only seems like it does.
All right, here we go. Wednesday night, mid-October, playoff baseball. And let me tell you, we'll start right off in Toronto, Texas. Listen, I have to say, forget the fact that I was on Rangers and Hamels and I had the under. I missed the whole key inning, backstop, throwing a ball back to the pitcher off of Chu's bat. Totally missed the play. And I'm with my daughter. We're sitting down. She's had a little fever, so I'm sees this, I don't know, whatever happens, Peppa Pig's on the TV. That's where I'm at in my life, Peppa Pig's on, with a play that I'll never be able to see live again in my life. But that being said, overall, listen, baseball, I've had a excellent season, and I'm still on a nice run. I got the Astros tonight, plus 125. They're up early right now. I'll take that. But you know how it goes. Win some, lose some. You hope the winners outweigh the losers. And for the season, listen, you see the site, Sean Higgs wins, Top Dog Network. What a, you know, I never not throw props to the other sites I'm on. Obviously, you know, I do the podcast. I have other cappers calling sometimes to let them throw their sites up. You know, Tony George came on, Tony George Sports. Tony K is Top Dog over Vegas Top Dogs, 10-star picks, you know. Guys who've come on in the past, Craig Trapp, Picks of Parlays, Joe D'Amico, All-American SI. Now, I always mention, you know, I redid the site. Used to just me solo site. I added, obviously there's multiple cappers on there. Got about good 15, 16 guys on there. And I figured, listen, I could always have a bad week, like anybody. It happens. You have a bad, you know, you lose. You can't win every day. It's called gambling. It's not stealing, you know. You win some, lose some. Hopefully you're at about 53% to ward off the juice and make a profit long term. So we did the site. I like the money leader aspect. I always say, you know, just recently I added a Twitter feed. And if you don't really follow me, please hit the Sean Higgs Wins. Follow me on Twitter, Sean Higgs. Free pick page now has got the daily video added to it, my YouTube page. Listen, subscribe to my YouTube page. Got like 9 followers or something. Come on, I need some subscribers. Make me feel good about myself. Let's get it done. I want to double my subscribership. Try to make it happen for me. All right, that being said, listen, money leaders, I always say on the video, use the leaderboard. Overall, Frank Jordan, killing it. Number one. I'm number two. Mike Anthony, three. Tony K behind me. Kyle Hunter. It's all right there on the page. Last 7 days. I've had a great run last 7 days. I'm number one. Matt Fargo is number two. Tony K, Anthony Acosta. Last 30 days, again, you know, it's been a great month. I'm number one there, 60%. Anthony Acosta, 73% winners for a month. Where are you going wrong with that hitting 73%? Tony K, 67%. Now, again, Major League Baseball, you want to look at the last 7 days, I'm 10-5, Chase Diamond 7-2, 78%, Anthony Acosta 84%, smaller sample, 6 selections. You want to go to last month, again, me, I'm on top, Chase Diamond 70%, Tony K 69%, Frank Jordan, again, number one overall, he's right here, Anthony Acosta 75%. Break it down. College football, last 7 days. Tony K, Matt Fargo, Tony Corleone. You know, you just want to get the overall leaders. It's right there. College football, number one, Tony K, 68%. Jimmy Boyd, Freddie Wills, Matt Fargo. NFL-wise, who's at the top of the boards? Oh, Tony Corleone, 75% winners, 23-8. Listen, I'm happy at like 59%. I'm thinking, you know, almost 60%. Not too shabby there, 60% is a nice day. 75% winners from Tony Corleone, 23-8. Matt Fargo, number two, 65%. Anthony Acosta, again, 77%. The guy's, what, 75% in baseball last week. NFL football near 13-4, 77% winners. So, again, you got that going on. Always use the leaderboard. Always listen. Promo code 25 has been up since the beginning of the football year. 25% off any purchase. You know, what are you waiting for? Plenty of free picks now. Like I said, you got my video. I see college football. I see NFL up already for the weekend. You know, we got a hockey game already up here. Colorado Avalanche for tonight. Rob Vincelini, he's your late hockey winner from RV. All right, let's get down to a little. What do we do? Verify our picks. I already told you, listen, I lost with Hamels. I like that. I figured this guy, World Series MVP. He didn't pitch bad last time out. I'll take my shot with them getting him that number. It's taking back 160-something, 165. Definitely worth it in my eyes. And listen, you're winning 3-2 in the seventh when a couple errors. It's a tough loss. I think it hurts me more for the total going down than anything else. I don't mind, you know, if it loses 4-3, I get it. Man, that total, no way that total should have went over. That's a painful loss. Again, I got the Astros tonight. On the ice right now, I do have the Chicago Blackhawks. I put the Blackhawks out on a puck line. Plus 210, 209, 210. Hey, you know, I had Tampa Bay plus 240 the other day over the Boston Bruins, who actually have the Bruins tonight, too. So I'm going against RV. Bruins are a moneymaker, four-star for me tonight, plus 125 dog. But sometimes, listen, I could lay to 140 with Toronto, with Chicago here. It would have, you know, I think they're going to win. But there's some spots that just feel, you know what, I'm going for the big money. And I always say in my write-ups, you know, you want to lay to the number 140 because I'm not going to be laying huge numbers in any sport. That's why I'm not laying 190 with Stroman today with Toronto, which I could have done, or 150, take back 115 on the run line. I figured it was going to be a close game. I didn't think it would be a how it ended there in Toronto. I'm dwelling on that loss. That was tough. But, listen, hockey-wise, last year, I told this before, I'm number one by 2-1 margin over the guys behind me, Brian Hay, Anthony Acosta. You know, add them up. I throw Jeff Hockman in there, too. And all three of them equal to about what I put up last year. 20 games over 500, 54%, but plus 2770. Because I dog it up, and I take some puck lines. I get that 2-1. Why not? Now, if you're looking to call in, 646-564-9941, if you want to talk about a game, because we're going to be getting to college and NFL football shortly. Got to talk about the Mets and Dodgers. Cubbies taking out the Cardinals. You know, I had the Cardinals the other day, so basically I'm on a three-game baseball losing streak, which is, wow, that's pretty unheard of for me lately. You know, I do the videos, and I hate just talk about myself, like when I run down who's had the last 7 days. You know, I don't want to be that guy, you know? I'm not like Sue Feiner yelling in the, you know, I'm the source, you know? I don't mind if I have to give them props to somebody else who's doing good. Great for them. You know? Good for them. I just feel like, I don't know, kind of like, I don't feel like I'm bragging when you say you're on a good win streak. Somebody says, hey, you're doing great. Listen, I like to hear that. I'm like any man. Any person wants to be told that they're doing good, whether it's picking games, or if you're painting a house, or your TPS reports, or you're a waiter, whatever you do, you want to be, someone tells you, hey, good job today. You know, you appreciate that. So I get that, but you know, like most people, you're not there. You don't want to be the bragger. You know, you don't want to be that guy. I'm not a Dark Knight diva, you know. So we'll talk about the Cubbies. And I thought that the Pirates or Mets would be the representatives out of the NL. And then the Pirates ran into the Cubs. And then I kind of hedged myself thinking either one of those teams could probably win because of, I thought the Pirates were a pretty good balanced team, and they had a big stud at the front with Garrett Cole, and then you got Got the veterans behind them, and Liriano and Burnett. I figured, eh, it's not too bad. But the same thing, I didn't, you know, you run into the Cub team. We got Lester, your big guy, in name, and then Arrieta, who just threw up the stud-like year. What you should win the Cy Young. We, you know, went over this last week. It's him or Greinke. I mean, Greinke's got the microscopic numbers. Although I think the wins, you know, you got, you know, a few more wins, and you know, with the no-hitter and a couple shutouts there, a little different maker. Listen, one of those guys is going to get slighted, and you have to feel bad for whoever it is. I'm pulling for Arrieta, just because the way he came over from the Orioles and being on the Cubs. Hey, the Cubs, listen, they said they were a year away. These youngsters proved everybody wrong, and here they are in the NLCS. And I'm going to face who? DeGrom and Greinke tomorrow, game 5. I got to say that slide for Muttley, all right, he goes in hard. I get it. You got to knock the guy out. How is he not in the baseline? Forget about him being brought back into the game. Because the ump called him out and they reviewed it and he's safe. Okay. Now, one, since when do they review, like, the neighborhood play? How is that going to slow down games for the rest of our lives? All right, fine. That's fine. How can you not review it if the guy's in the baseline? He slid when he got to second base and he was up 2 feet off the bag. And you know I'm not a Met guy. I'm not a Met fan. I like to see him do well. I live in the neighborhood here, you know. But I'm a more of a Yankee fan than a Met fan. But I just thought, hey, this guy looks like he's a little out of the baseline there, no? I don't know. So you got DeGrom and Greinke. Listen, this is going to be a battle tomorrow. I don't have my baseball up yet. I do have Western Kentucky, North Texas up at college football, Falcons, Saints, NFL, pair of moneymakers. Both are up right now. Just $19.99, if you're interested in those. $19.99 plus the promo code. I'm saving you money all over the place. Not only am I saving you money, I'm making you money by going 2-0 there. Now, these two guys face each other tomorrow. Two good horses. You know, I had DeGrom, game one, Kershaw, because I figured, listen, Kershaw doesn't have the best postseason numbers. And they did. Cardinals hit him a little bit. And if you only get, if you need only one or two runs, because you're, you know, DeGrom's not a bad guy, he's not going to be giving up a 5-spot either. So if I'm getting that kind of number with a pitcher who's only going to give up maybe 2 runs to a pitcher who might give up 2 or 3 runs, and if he's as bad as historically had been, maybe he'd give up a 5-spot, which I wasn't thinking. I was thinking, you know, a 2-to-1 type game. Now, here we are, almost mirror images of the situation, because it's Greinke, who some could say had a better year. Not the strikeout guy that Kershaw is, but laying less here. Obviously, some money coming in on the Metropolitans. Bring this line down a little bit, I guess. You know, I saw 160 early, 158. I see 144s around right now. Underwood a little juice, pulling back 120. Now, right now on the show, I'm leaning Dodgers. I'm not going to lie, I'm leaning Dodgers here. Obviously, you have to go under. You'd think under. I see 120. I see 110 on my feet here for the site. But, you know, would I be shocked to see this game go over 6 tomorrow? Lorenzo Cain is driving a Ferrari around the bases. He just scored on a dribbler. I mean, are you kidding me with this bloop? Lorenzo Cain has wheels. Those are, I could have run that fast with a jetpack on me. Are you kidding me? Well, what happened? Yeah, I understand what you're saying, outfielder. What a play there by Kane. All right, back to the Mets here. So, you know, I would not be shocked. Flyers on the board, too, hurting me there. Yeah, I would not be shocked here to see an over. You know, it's easy to say, listen, this game's going under. Greinke's got a sub-1 whip and, what, 60 ERA? Now, what are they? 16-6 under in his last 22 starts for Greinke, 9-4 under his last 13 at home. Mets have gone 6-2 under the last 8. But not so fast here. I mean, DeGrom on the road has gone over 7-8. Greinke's gone over 4-5 versus the Mets. Over 7-2-1 last 10 in LA. And 18-7-2 over the last 27 overall. All right, am I steering you in the right direction? Do you see where I'm headed here for this total? Are you interested in it yet? Because it's going to be up tomorrow. I can't listen. I come through. I ran out a bunch of college games. I give out NFL, and then I have the picks posted. But if you listen and read through the lines, figure it out. You know, you kind of know where I'm leaning to my games on this weekend. So when you see I have a game up in the AFC East or NFC South, best bet. You kind of, you know, you remember the show and be like, oh, I know who he's got there. I know who he's got. And again, smart money move, just in life, money management saves you money. All right. So, college football tomorrow. I got a selection of Western Kentucky and North Texas. Now, looking at this Auburn game, you know, early on, when they had these games of the years come out, they put out those early lines, Auburn was a 9-point favorite. They were a 9-point favorite over the summer. And here they are, 2.5. Basically see 2.5s everywhere now. Obviously, Kentucky, they're looking for a little, payback is in the rush. You know, that's not what I'm looking for, payback. I mean, these guys haven't played in 5 years. I guess they're looking for a little respect. You know, they're not the doormats of SEC town anymore. You know, again, this game was 9, and here we are, it's 2.5. And Kentucky, listen, they haven't played that bad. You know, they haven't played too bad here. 4-1, tough loss at Florida, beat South Carolina, Missouri. And now here comes Auburn, winless in conference. So basically their hopes are done for anything they thought they'd have going on for themselves. Haven't looked good in losses at Mississippi State, LSU, squeaked by Jacksonville State and Louisville. They are off a win over San Jose. I mean, you're 20-point favorite. You know, shouldn't you win that game? Why is that game close? And you get a couple of interceptions and it's still that close? I mean, your quarterback situation doesn't look too good. So I'm going to be leaning here on the phone lines. ESPN dog, Kentucky. Now, the night game here, UCLA-Stanford. I initially was taking Stanford. In fact, I had to delete off one of my signs because I'm like, 6.5. Stanford, they put 40 up on USC, even though they got shut out by Northwestern, who was shut out by Michigan. think UCLA has some question marks, no doubt. Questions on defense. And how's a freshman quarterback going to handle this game here? But I just can't put games out. And I say this to guys all the time. Oh, why don't you got this game? Man, I just can't put a game out because it's like on TV. I can't do it. I can't do it. Why would you want me to do that? You know, you blitzed UCLA last year 31-10. So UCLA has got a little revenge coming in. All right, we got some revenge for UCLA. And I've always said, when I see 6.5s and 7.5s, same with 2.5s and 3.5s, I got my certain line of thinking, which is, at 6.5, they're begging you to take faves, because you say to yourself, no way, Stanford's not going to win by a touchdown, only 6.5 points. Or when it's 2.5, you're like, you're telling me so-and-so can't win by a field goal? And then you flip it around when you get those half points, you think to yourself, the underdogs, oh, I'm getting a touchdown, 7.5, getting that extra half point. I'm dogging that puppy up. I'm running from that. I'm going the other way, unloading on that 7.5. Like I did last week with my top 10 star in the NFL, New England Patriots, 7.5. We whacked it early. That line moved up. Listen, that game was never going to be in doubt, people. I said it right in the write-up. I said it here on the radio show. Tony K called in. Talking, you know, we're both Dallas guys. Tom Brady. Here's my 2 cents. Nichols worth free advice here. Whenever this cat gets called out, he unleashes hell on whatever he's playing against. That defense is going to suffer. I'll harken back to the Deflategate, undefeated regular season. I mean, it was a joke last week. The game was, that game, they could have doubled the score. It could have been 60-10 that game. Let's be honest. That was a walkthrough for them off a bye week. It was kind of like, whatever, we're playing Dallas. We got a bigger game this week against the Colts. Now, so getting back to my 6.5, 7.5 talks. So I was ready to take Stanford. UCLA's, like I said, they got some problems on defense. Freshman QB. But I'm pulling plug. I'm going to be going the other way still. You know, if this game comes up, you don't have to buy it because I'm already telling you that I'm leaning UCLA here. And maybe, who knows? Maybe it'll be my free pick tomorrow. But I'm definitely leaning on UCLA. Now, we also have Friday football. Definitely not the sexiest schedule. I mean, you see UNLV on there with a high school coach who's surprisingly kept his team competitive. I'm liking Cincy a little over BYU. I mean, BYU hurt me last week. Low 17-point lead. It hurts. It does. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. That should have been a nice win for us on an otherwise good day. But, you know, they couldn't hold on. Could not hold on for us. But Cincinnati, I kind of like their offense. I like the tempo they play. I think it'll contribute to not only a high-scoring game. I mean, BYU moves the ball. Total, like, 65. But, again, here's that 6.5 staring us in the face. All right. Now, I take my dogs because I think they're going to win outright. Not to cover. I mean, sometimes, listen, I'm getting 50. I'm getting a huge, whatever, I'm getting 20, 30-something points. All right. maybe I'm just thinking it's going to be a backdoor cover somewhere along the line because somebody was a coach for somebody else years past. But anything under 10, I'm not shocked. I'm looking for an outright win. And that's exactly what I'm looking for in this game. It's going to be close, 6.5. I could see us, you know, beating. I mean, listen, Cincinnati's not too bad, you know. And the offense moves the ball. I like that, you know, Shaq Washington. I like that cat. Putting up like 600 yards a game, something like that. You know, BYU, though. Tough team. It's home. Altitude. That's why I liked them over ECU last week. But I'm going to be leaning here. Again, like I said, I see that 6.5. They're begging you. They're begging you. And I'm not going to fall for it. And neither should you. Houston, Tulane. You know, I said it last week. Everybody's wondering, Ohio State, what's going on? Having trouble. They got all this talent. And there's all these quarterbacks. They're offensive coordinators in Houston. Ohio State Buckeyes offensive coordinator last year. He's in Houston. He's with the Cougars. 6th in the nation. 46 points a game scoring. I mean, this is Ohio State South. Basically, identical 285 yards in the air and on the ground. Balance. Balance offense. Again, here they are, offense coordinator from OC, from OSU rather, is now the head man in Houston, and it's paying off. Paying off. Tulane, come on. This team's terrible. I don't have anything to say about Tulane. What do you got to say about, come on. Do I like laying 20 on the road? 19? I would be more inclined to lay to 19 than I would be to take it back with Tulane. I don't know, that's just me. I'm not back at Tulane. I think Houston's a pretty good club. Boise State, Utah State. Another road fave coming in. First glance, 9.5, huh? Boise State's looked pretty good. They had a nice game last week. Talking Utah State here. Put up 52 points. But this Boise defense. Bro, they hit. Then they got like 13 interceptions this year. And on the road, that's key. You got a team that's going to pick off the ball many times. You know, you're laying double digits. You could hold on and not worry about a backdoor when you're doing that. All right. Moving on. Let's see what we got here. And UNLV Fresno. These two teams. 2-4 UNLV, a 1-5 Fresno bunch. UNLV, this is how bad Fresno is. UNLV hasn't been a road favorite since 2012. All right? And they've been double-digit road dogs in 23 of 31 games. All right. And now they're favored. they're favored. Now, Fresno, tough OT loss last week, San Jose. But Fresno is 18-4 straight up the last 22 at home. And now they're catching points. Again, from a high school now head coach. Maybe, like I said, this line went from 3.5 to 6.5. Scary. Scary for a team that's been a dog 23-31 on the road and not a favorite on the road in 3 years is favored. Obviously, some things we want to dig into more before Saturday. That's for sure. Your calls, if you want, 646-564-9941. Looking at the Saturday. Toledo Rockets favored by 29. 29, Toledo. In case you missed it, they rolled Eastern Michigan 52-16 last week. Cover 23.5. Oh, excuse me. That was their last time they played Eastern Michigan. What am I looking at? I was looking at the recent meetings between Toledo and Eastern Michigan. They beat them 52-16 last year, 23.5 point faves. The year before that is 30 point faves, 55-16. Then you have a close one, 52-47. Before that, back in 2011, 54-16. Safely covering the 20 point spread. Now, Toledo's just been warming up lately. 37-7 over Arkansas State, 24-10 over Ball State, 38-7 over Kent last week. Golden Flashes can't do nothing. They get a fumble recovery right off the bat. Hey, we're up 7-0. You hear that? The wheels coming off the bus. So laying the wood here. Most likely, not a dumb move. I mean, they've destroyed these guys. You like big faves? You hope to win by 30 fast? It is a, Toledo's definitely steamrolling the book right now, 5-0 against the number. I might actually use this as a 4-star selection. Eastern Michigan gives up like 350-something yards a game. Terrible. One of the worst run defenses out there. You know, 44-14, it's still like a 30-point win. That's covering a 20.5. That's covering a number there. What else we got up on the agenda here? Marshall, Florida Atlantic. A little CUSA action. Let's go Marshall. We'll throw out a random CUSA game for us. Where are the big dogs at? We do have some heavy hitter matchups coming. West Virginia Baylor. Number 2 Baylor. 21 at home. Total 75. Why not lay with Baylor? 21 seems like a low number. Revenge from last year. Remember that game, 41-27? Had a little payback. Let me just run down some numbers here. Last week, 66-7, covering a 46. Week before that, 63-35, covering 17. 70-17, covering 33. 66-31, 56-21. Okay, they didn't cover 36 versus SMU there. West Virginia gave up 33 to Oklahoma State at home, 44 on the road to Oklahoma, and now they're facing Baylor with revenge. Good luck. Good luck, Mountaineers. Baylor's on a whole nother planet moving the ball. 360 yards passing or whatever they are. This offense. Definitely. I'll lean Baylor here. 21. You say 21, I say it's not enough. Lay more. 367 yards passing. That's good for eighth. That's eighth best. 357 rushing, number two. They got the best, number one yardage offense, number one points for, 64 points a game. And defense, are giving up 22. Doesn't make it. You're scoring 60, you're going to give up a couple points. I get it, they'll give up some touchdowns. Revenge, motivated. Baylor Bears for us, pretty much where I'm leaning right now. I kind of like Louisville with the points from FSU. I don't think Florida State's as good. They've been struggling. Who knows? Hey, maybe they're undefeated and they're in a BCS again, playoffs. I'm a little disappointed in Georgia Tech. Their season's come crashing down. I'll move on from them. I guess the marquee puppy is going to be Michigan State. Michigan up to 8 now. State getting zero respect. Listen, State can only play who they're playing. It's not my fault that Oregon's bad now. That's a lot of points. Michigan, is that defense that real? That's a question for me. 3 straight shutouts. That's a pretty nice accomplishment. Now, Northwestern, Oregon, BYU, not Oregon State. They gave 7 to Oregon State. 7 to Oregon State, 7 to UNLV, BYU, Maryland, Northwestern, all shut out. I thought BYU, I thought they actually gave them a game, BYU. They shut them out. You have to look at this as, I guess there were players there. And it's obvious the coach didn't know how to use them. Because this defense is stifling. Listen, the offense could take a while. Are we surprised? The 49ers couldn't score. So we know offense isn't Harbaugh's specialty. And I'm a Michigan State backer. I like this little group. I do. They're always there winning. Connor Cook, not having a bad year. 12 TDs. 2 picks. I'm just trying to figure out what they're trying to do here. They're begging us to take Sparentz. That's it. And in a case like that, you know what we do. We're going to take Michigan. Last week we had Michigan. I think it was at 5. They went to 7. We threw out a best bet on the Wolverines. And they got steamed up to, 10 at one point. I see the 8 here. I think they're trying to do the same thing. They're trying to lure you in like it was that Purdue game. Take the points. Don't take the points. Not here. It's a trick. As, who is that? Admiral Akbar in Return of the Jedi. It's a trap! It's a trap. The Empire are waiting for us. That's what they're screaming. They did it to you last week with Northwestern. And they're doing it to you here with Michigan State. Oklahoma, Kansas State. Bill Snyder has got to be one of the best coaches ever. And then you look across the field and see that Bob Stoops, underachieving clown, 17-point road fave, loses outright. Now, are they going to get these troops up? Are they going to rise up? Because Oklahoma, I've said it here before, when they're not like a top five team, when they're choking away, that's, you know, they surprise when they're always, when they're lurking in that backside of the top 10, and next thing you know, they're undefeated and it's November, and you're like, bro, these guys are 9-0, and they're ranked seventh. What's going on here? They're putting up 55 points a game. But the veil has fallen. The lipstick is off the pig. Bob Stoops himself. Now, would you be shocked to see this guy leave after this year and go to USC? Let's talk about the USCs. South Carolina and Southern Cal. And my Houston Astro pick is falling apart here. It's my life. My life's just a big mess right now, my selections. So Spurrier leaves, saying he's just got to go. But could there be something more underlying there? Stay tuned. Rumor mill is churning. Maybe there's a little more to that story. But the old ball coach is out. Sark is out in USC. I thought that was a good pickup when he left Washington. I thought he was good at Washington. He was a good little moneymaker there for us when he played USC because he recruited a lot of those guys. I thought he'd bring USC back to prominence. Little did I know, the guy was a raging drunk. So hopefully he gets better. Yeah. Listen, you got the sickness. We all got the sickness. We like to bet. It's just a different disease, that's all. Who's taking over that program? Chip Kelly rumors starting to fly. Texas, what about Texas? Are you going to Texas? The old Chip Rooney? USC? About Lane Kiffin? You going somewhere? Alabama's having a nice comeback year. Say they get back to the BCS playoff. Lane coming out of the shadows again, taking a head coaching job. Is he mature enough? Inquiring minds want to know. Inquiring minds want to know what's going on, USC. Where are you looking? Going to bring in some retread? Some ex-Trojan? What's it going to be? All right. Florida LSU. Listen, I think LSU's literally going to run over these guys with Fournette. Line moves a little with the quarterback controversy. And, honestly, I didn't think it was going to make a difference. I thought that line, again, it's a low line, 6. Why is it so low? Penn State, Ohio State, 17. Ohio State's been having trouble all year. How's it changing now? Take the 17. Penn State, they play a little defense. Big game for them. Number one team in the country. I'll look for an A game out of Penn State on the road. USC Notre Dame. Again, the 6.5. 6.5. Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. A lot of times you go through these coaching changes. The players step up. They're relieved. They're tired of his act. Maybe these guys are like, oh, that drunk's gone. Let's go play our game. Maybe they're just being unprepared. How about he didn't prepare the guys because he was halfing them back? 6.5 looks low. Notre Dame's, listen, I've been fading Notre Dame since the first rash bout of their injuries, and they keep winning. So take that with a grain of salt as I'm leaning USC here. All right. Enough college. NFL style. I told you I got a play up tomorrow night, so I'm not going to give you that. I do got a top 10 star, but you don't know where it's at. So we're just going to run down the line. It's 9:45, and I'm depressed watching the Astros go down here after my Hamels selection and the under get beat in ugly fashion. My ice does not look good right now. Down 2, and I'm laying 1.5 on the road for +210. So life's tough right now. It's a cruel world, people, and I'm just living in it. Redskins, Jets. I'm taking the Jets off the bye week. Arizona, Pitt. Man, this Arizona team looks for real, doesn't it? I have to take Arizona. I don't like laying on the road, but the Steelers, short week, gritty win for us on Monday. We did have Pitt. I'm going to take Arizona, though. KC, Minnesota. I'm taking Minnesota. How could Kansas City, Andy Reid, what the heck is going on? This team, I thought they were going to win last week. I had them. What a debacle. Charles out for the year. I'm laying with Minnesota here. Cincy, Buffalo. I got to tell you, I like Cincy. You know, I've said it for a couple of years. I thought Cincy would eventually play for a Super Bowl. They can't even get one playoff game win. But playing Seattle always takes some life out of you. Always takes a little life out of you. Now you're going to Buffalo. They had a nice comeback win. I'm going to lean Buffalo here. I lean Buffalo's home dog. Bears, Lions. How are the Lions favored? Matt Stafford. Here's a quick. Let me tell you something about Matt Stafford. You take away Calvin Johnson, he's Mark Sanchez. What is this guy? He's terrible. I said it the other day on my video about Andrew Luck. I had the Texans. They were -1 at the time against the Colts. Then Luck ruled out and goes to 4 or 5. Hasselbeck in the hospital taking IVs on Monday. Like I said before the game, I don't know if I can play the whole game. They come in and win. They're 15-16 versus the AFC South. And you're only 14-12 versus everybody else. Andrew Luck, you're an average quarterback. That's all you are. If Matt Hasselbeck's coming in and beating the second-best team in that division without practicing, you're an average quarterback, Andrew Luck. And Matthew Stafford, you're below average. The only reason you're average is because you got Calvin Johnson. Denver Browns. Cleveland, listen, I've been down on Denver all year. I'm still, listen, the defense is for real, but Cleveland's got a decent defense. I'll take a home dog here. Texans, Jaguars, why? This is as bad as Detroit and Chicago. Jags got some injuries I'm a little worried about, which is why I'll be taking Houston with extra rest. That's Houston with that extra rest. Jags banged up. We'll go Houston there. Miami, Tennessee. Again, Miami off the big bye. Coaching change. I think change of attitude. Rookie quarterback on the other side. Tannehill's $100 million guy. I just think they're going to come out refreshed here. So I'll grab Miami as a small dog. Carolina, Seattle. Don't fall for it, people. Don't fall for Carolina. You see it? Don't do it. Seattle needs this game a lot more. Seahawks get it done at home. Chargers, Green Bay. Just lay with Green Bay. How do you not lay with Green Bay? This guy, Aaron Rodgers. It's unbelievable. Although Brees basically played an away game on Monday. But I, safe bet here, 50 points. Go over the total. Go over. Baltimore, San Francisco. You know what? I'll lean a little Frisco here just for the podcast, but you never know game time. You know what? Listen, I had Cleveland over Baltimore. I'm down on Baltimore. We'll take Cleveland. We'll take San Fran as a home dog. New England Colts, please, give me Tom Brady. And Giants-Eagles. I'm on Philadelphia. I'll take Philadelphia Monday night because that's how I roll. And that's why I got this song.
Bye.
So Eagles on Monday night. All right, there's our rundown. Ton of free picks. No Colts thing. We're going to end it early. I'm going to watch this playoff game. Hopefully Houston can get back in it for me. Hate to go 0-3 in baseball today. That hurts. But it is what it is. All right, we'll be back next Wednesday. Sure to check out the page, new videos, Twitter feed. I gave you a gaggle of free picks. Again, college and pro football tomorrow. I got both winners up, $19.99. Promo code TAKE25, 25% off any package, any cappers on the site. Daily pick, weekly pick, seasonal pick, monthly, yearly, any subscription. Money management, people. It's the key to life. All right. Raiders taking us out as always. Back next week. Bye-bye.